Hi friends, we are learning the subject of advertising and sales promotion management. We are on chapter 9, which is on media vehicles. I am Professor Ashish Hathi, who is going to take you through this chapter and the subject, as you know. This is also an interesting subject because it gives you an exposure about various media vehicles available to you to reach your message to the target audience. So here is the objective that we set for ourselves. Know about the different media. So, that is available to you to reach your message to your target audience. We will then under that have the coverage of broadcast media, print, digital, out of home, etc. Understood. Examine the pros and cons of each media option. So, we will get the complete perspective of various media, so to say. Giving you the basic introduction, essentially media planning, as you know, media strategy culminates into media mix, wherein various selection of a media that has happened, and then the reach, frequency, etc. that we understood. But today technology burst, and especially the birth of digital media, etc. and digital media gives so much of engagement possibilities, and they are so widespread. Can you be present in all? Can you afford not to be present in all? Let's ask the question different way. So, similar such challenges are there. Now, in that case also, following five points you cannot ignore. And it is a foundation, it is a right approach to consider. So, it's like, what is the type of your product? What is the target group of audience that you are trying to achieve? The type of ad campaign, the budget that you have, and availability of media space. So, broadly, they are self-explanatory. Type of ad campaign, I would like to just provide you an idea about. So, the type of ad campaign is whether it's a launch campaign, whether it is a growth stage campaign, whether it's a maturity stage campaign, also the kind of appeal into it, etc. Whether it's a informative this thing, or whether it's a persuasion approach, or whether it's a promotion ad. So, those are the aspects which comes into it. So, now let's understand the difference between media vehicle, media channel, etc. I often find students confused and they write a wrong answer. Please be very careful. Media vehicle refers to the specific method of media used by advertiser to deliver the advertising. Okay, so having understood this, it is different from media channel or a class as they refer to it. Okay, if TV is your media channel, if you are referring to a TV as a media channel, then Star TV or a color TV is your media vehicle. So, one need to really understand, if newspaper is your media channel, then Times of India, Mumbai Samachar, Jan Shakti, Lok Satta, whatever that is, is your media vehicle. So, the first you select the right media channel, and then you select the right media vehicle. So, channel first, then the media vehicle later. If the question is on channel, then remain limited to the TV, broadcast, radio, etc. If it is on a vehicle, then you have to be very specific to bring it right up to the correct vehicle. It's the media vehicle which takes you closer to or delivers the message to your right target audience. That is the crux of it. All marketing communication messages are carried by some form of a media. So, you have to have the media vehicle to take that, be it a brand publicity, promotion, etc. It could be simple poster that delivers the message about your promotion. Media vehicle not only encompasses conventional and a new media or a digital age media also. However, it has proliferated so much that different consumers are also using different touch points, and the media therefore has to be present there. Your media vehicle has to be the one which covers different touch points of the consumers. Once upon a time, to book a theater ticket, I used to only see the advertisement in the newspaper, then go to the theater and book it. Now you have a Book My Show, you have online, you can check, Google search you can do and book, etc. So that you understand the touch points. I am referring to so many touch points to book my ticket. I may even go to the theater and get my ticket last moment. So that's a difference. Role of any media. So, what does media contribute? So, what does the role that media play? So, these are the few essential role that it plays. Deliver your brand message, deliver your media communication, then create a relationship. It has to establish, be get accepted and create a relationship. Sustain that relationship continuously over a period, maybe over the lifetime of the consumer. For example, Gillette, if I had to give you an example, since last so many decades I am using that product. So, they have sustained, strengthened my brand relationship. It continues to build my brand relationship with that. So, I am like now become a loyal customers to them. and connect companies with the customer. So like I know so much about Gillette as a company. Now beyond razors and all, they are into it, but I know so much about also that as a company. So it's a complete journey that media has to play along with the consumer journey with the brand. To deliver means to really take the message to the consumers. Now that's a delivery. So they play the role of delivering the message. It is not a guarantee of being effective. Effectiveness is a role on the creative side. So what you communicate is a creative side. Delivery only is the first step. It opens the gate. When delivered, it must be noticed. That is the role of a media planner. That's the role of a media. If it is not noticed, killed in the clutter or the bust, then that's not a right role played by the media. Development of advertising. So, just to get a bird's eye view, advertisements also, the media, this thing has gone through the various stages. So this is what is out here. It's not that we need to really understand that. Early days, that is 1400 and all, where even handbills and, you know, posters, etc., when the printing started, that used to play the role of a communication. Industrial revolution led to mass production. Therefore, you need to reach out to number of people simultaneously, large number. And by that time, the concept of newspaper and all were in place. So the concept of advertisements have come in. Now, in the age of technology, it may not be the advertisement, but it's a communication that is going. It's a communication which engages, communication which compels me to see the video, communication that I am searching, how to use, you know, etc. So that's the age of communication. So with this technology and this thing, is the entire landscape is changing. As a result, the media channel, media vehicle, the concept of, however, reach and viewership. So in the earlier case, the newspaper, it is readership. In the broadcast, it is viewership. In the radio, listening, this thing. So those aspects needs to be really factored in. Right mix, as we said, media mix, we have studied that, really helps you to not only deliver at a right time in an efficient manner at a cost economic proposition. So that's what is ultimate media planning, and media vehicle plays that role. Okay. Right media mix can help. How can it help? That's what we are trying to see. So here is a representative example. It's not that only one media you can use. Yes, the concentration strategy we have earlier studied, but you may have to use different medias to achieve certain specific media objectives. This is an example to that. Print, generate mass awareness and reinforcement, so because they reach out to the people in one go, and also when person sits to read, the attention is grabbed. TV again is to build mass awareness, but TV has a power of emotional persuasion. So that's what radio plays, that reminder. Aaj hi SMS kijiye or give a missed call that radio jockey keeps telling you. Outdoor again acts as a reminder or builds the frequency. So after the initial awareness is generated, when you keep seeing that message outdoor on the bus stops, on the hoardings, etc., it enforces that frequency build up into you. So that's what the internet again engage better. Consumer is able to see things live. So see your features, see your demonstration, etc. live. So that's what, and advertising therefore has become a very effective when subtle media, suitable media is also used to carry your message and with a specific objective in mind. Every media vehicle cannot have the same objective. So that is what one need to really understand. So star TV, color TV, etc. are your media vehicle for a TV as a media channel. Times of India, Jan Shakti, Lok Satta, Mumbai Samachar is your media vehicle for a newspaper as a media channel. That needs to be really understood by you. Media vehicle takes you to your target customer. Media vehicle, essentially the time and space, like you have to either space booking in magazines, in newspapers, etc., or the time on the time slots on the radio, television, broadcast media has to be booked by you. What you transmit, that is the medium or the media vehicle, and the manner in which you transmit, the creativity therein, etc., the platform that you use, that media vehicle that you use, it shapes the meaning of the message. And you can't have a very fashion, high fashion end product being advertised on a very mass appeal magazine or a mass appeal paper or a mass appeal radio program, etc. You have to have that exclusivity. People perceive media, this is very important, from their eyes. You know, I may look at the media and I perceive and I build my acceptance to that media based on my eyes, my mindset, what my knowledge is all about. Thus, their emotions, their feeling, their info gathering attached to certain media. So they feel that it is very easy to get a media, you know, information from a newspaper or a Google or a digital, etc. So I will look at from my perspective everything that needs to be understood. Every media is own strength and weakness. It's a media planner and you as an advertiser needs to understand this dynamic. So different media available. So now before we embark on this, let's be very clear. These are the different media available to the people. So media channel is been mentioned out here. Media vehicle is the program or the slots that you take. So broadcast is a media. TV, radio, cinema is a media channel. Print is a media. Newspaper, magazine is a media channel. Out of home media, OOH, is a media. Billboards, neon signs, etc. is a media channel. Digital media, internet is a media channel. Direct mail advertising, they play both the role. They are media channel and they are media vehicle also. However, digital direct response, which is a different, which is in the digital world has come in. Digital direct response advertising, then in that case, the internet is a media. You can say social media is a media channel and then the Facebook, Instagram is your media vehicle. Point of purchase, which is the place where you go to buy and you see various danglers, posters or backlit, etc. Then that's a point of purchase and there are many other medias. Yellow pages, various, you know, product placements in film advertising, infomercials, etc. In cinema when you go during interval or before the picture starts. So these are the different media. We should get that perspective. Now we come to understand the broadcast media. Broadcast media has a, as I told you, it's a media. Under that there are two channels. I continue to repeat that television and cinema. You have radio and OTT, over the terrestrial. That's OTT. So these are the media channels, the four media channels. Broadcast is a media vehicle, so to say. 85% of the time is spent with the broadcast. People spend so much of a time with the broadcast media. However, you know, once message appears, it is gone. There is no reference back available. Such broadcast media are also considered as intrusive. And they come without your control. You are listening, you feel you are listening a program, enjoying, and suddenly the commercial comes in. Okay, commercials are part of the stream of the relay that they do, broadcast that they do. While in the press and magazine, reader have a choice to ignore your ad or look at your ad. So that's what are essential features of a broadcast media. Under that, we now take television, media channel as a television. So you have further channel into that satellite, terrestrial, cable and ITV, interactive television. It reaches millions of people, now covers almost 24 hours, 365 days. I remember when in my kids days the black and white television started, it used to come for a few hours. TV commercials allows your advertisers to be flexible in terms of developing a combination of an audio, video, a visual text. So they can bring in a lot of emotions, playfulness, ability to convey the message is very strong, a lot of color, scenario, story, this thing is possible. With simple voiceovers and some of the other edits, etc., localization is possible. So same advertisement can be repeated in different region with the voiceover change into their language, etc. Today with the advent of a smart TV, wherein you can even use an internet, etc., on that interactive television by just you get an SMS, you put an SMS on the given number, etc. That is emerging as a new media channel. So one need to be aware about it. Limitations of the televisions are there, which is like intrusive, as I earlier said. It comes to you suddenly in front of you. You are watching a very entertaining episode and then it just comes in. Ads time slots have increased. So ads time slots. So in a 30 minute program, earlier maybe 2 minutes used to be the total ads time slots. Now it has become 5 minutes. So you see that ads are getting more time of yours than the program. Technology, however, allows the blocking of commercials, but not to a common consumers. High cost of ad release, and this cost of release is very high, and to produce, to release, because they are far costlier than the newspaper, etc. You have to have multiple vehicles. The problem in the broadcast is you have to have multiple vehicles because the listeners are having a choice to use one of it. I am either a Star TV favorite, I am either a Sony TV favorite, I am either a Color TV favorite, and then I will repeatedly go there and watch the program out there. Cost of production very high, as I also said. The need to be brief. You have to operate as per their available package standards. So to create your reach, maybe the 30 seconder, then you immediately see that those ads get truncated. You know, they come into 10 seconds. There's a psychology also. what you see larger, and then when you see it a smaller piece, you still create a complete advertisement. So that's a power. But in a larger this thing, complete message every time may not be possible to be delivered. So that's what is the limitation of a television as a media vehicle, media channel. I'm sorry. So let's understand some of the advantages. Television reaches the masses, therefore it has a high impact. It's a creative medium, engaging medium. Widest reach means you reach out to terrestrial level, you know, together when your advertisement is released. It appeals to various demographics, can be directed to both masses as well as you can segment, very choosy. So your ad can come only on particular media vehicle, select program, so to say. Combination of audio visual, so that's what is the power, is that it can accommodate all the streams and it can have all the senses, you know, kind of most of the eyes, ears, etc. And so that you are emotionally bonding, you can create that. The simple, with the simple voiceover, same ad can become suitable for the local this thing. You will often find same advertisement on Marathi channel in Marathi voiceover, in Telugu, Telugu voiceover. So those kind of this thing is possible. Disadvantage is like very difficult to produce, means very costly to produce, difficult to produce, because whole aspect of your storyline, its appeal to the consumers, etc., is a questionable things, and release is also very costly. So much of a clutter. Now, as we said earlier, the advertisement time per program is increased. So there is a clutter. Message needs to be repeated several times. The frequency remains a challenge for a media. Till you do not have a threshold frequency, consumer's ability to remember you is poor. So you have to create that. So that's why you have to be repeatedly on that medium. Makes it a very costly affair. Considered as an intrusive, therefore, and today with the remote, today with multiple channel, consumers immediately jumps to next area where they try to see if other programs are running or not, etc. So one is intrusive, it offers a solution to consumer to jump, so the recall, reach itself is affected. Radio, coming to that, to understand, many channels are available, AM, FM, community radios are also being popular in India. Of course, it reaches lakhs and millions of people. However, the reach may not be as wide as television. However, FM is like really percolated down the line. Community radio achieves certain objective. Therefore, may not be the very wide choice of an advertiser, but yes, it helps you to reach to that niche. A variety of programs are available, so you have a choice of listening to the program. Therefore, you can even target that. So suitable to generally what has been found as it's a complementary medium. You cannot probably on a standalone manner depend on it. So advertisement, print versus the broad TV broadcast versus television can complement. Buzz creation, you know, compelling to action, a reminder, that is, frequency, it can play that role. Flexible, easy to produce, cost economical in terms of production. Advertisers can adjust their message, you know, to the local conditions. You may change even voiceover, taping and all is not a very, so difficult and costly affair. Cost-effective medium, right from production to release point of view. Suitable for awareness, large awareness creation, drive for, sales promotion, etc. It complements that part. Possible to target national and local audience. So, you can target specific local audience also. So, that's a power. The limitations of it. Audiences are too fragmented, too many radio channels, too many programs, people watch few things, they listen to few things of their choice in a day. Even day wise, there is a spread of, people, some who prefer morning, some who prefer night or evening, etc. So it's not that every audience is there at that point of time. The way Dance India Dance or Indian Idol, you will have like millions of Indian people watching it, may not be the case with the radio. Therefore, you need high frequency, to compensate for the low reach. So, you need to be frequently appearing. Advantages, of course, the low cost of production and low cost effective medium. It's a effective medium for certain reasons. So, time required is not very high to release your message, etc. Low cost and the other features allows the advertisers to build a reach and frequency. So, you can complementary message as a reach or complementary message for the frequency building is there. That's a advantage. High degree of audience selectivity. On one hand, you see that there is a less people who attend program in daytime spread, etc. But it offers you that niche you can really reach out to the right audience with your message, and that many times is useful. Allows focus advertisement. So focus advertisement means certain category of ad in certain demographic areas, etc., meeting certain lifestyles, their choice of programs are known, and accordingly you are able to really reach to the useful reach you can create, so called. So therefore the turnaround and the effect of that will be much better. Commands high attention. To listen to the radio program, you have to attend to it. And while televisions, you can probably do other work and still, you know, enjoy in between the television program. It encourages listeners to use their imagination. While you are listening to the audio, it allows you to, use your imagination to build the delivery, to make the meaning of it. Yeah. So that's what it keeps the mind engaged with your message. That's one strong point of it, leading to high level of engagement. So the brand gets recognized, brand gets recorded. That's another disadvantage, is lack of visual image. So no emotional appeal. RJs and all, they try to do that, but it can still not have that kind of emotion appeal. High level of audience fragmentation, we have studied day part fragmentation also. Large number of channels, stations, etc., choices available. So the fragmentation is there. Therefore, need a lot of repetitions to compensate for the reach we have earlier discussed. And this increased clutter is there also on the radio. Therefore, the media vehicle selection becomes very critical. And to remain that there, of course, you need a more cost for each vehicle. Cinema, that's another medium, so to say. Every year, these are the facts before you, 1,800 films gets produced in various languages. Hindi cinema accounts for almost 45% of the cinematic revenue. You have single screen, multi screens, this thing possible nowadays. It offers an advertiser to opportunity to pre-film advertisement and in cinema. So both pre-film and in cinema. So when people are in cinema, you create that in cinema appeal also. So that's what, this is a different approach that you require. It's different from in film, but you can create around the theater experience. You can create your ad around that. So that's what is the power. Being local medium, it allows you the localization. Today, the centralized promotion is also possible with the satellite advent and the theaters becoming satellite receivers. Also, the relay or coordination through centralized location is also possible. So, your promotion can be very effective. Online cinema ticket bookings and all adds another dimension. People have started revisiting cinema, which was once upon a time expected to be a dying media. So, that's the power of this thing. Hindi cinema, as I said, revenue accounts for 40%. Various types of theaters are there. So people throng the theater, and it's an opportunity, to do various levels of engagement with your consumers. You can have a still advertisement, you can have a film advertisement, etc. So depending on your need, whether it's a recall, whether it is a brand promotion, etc. Online cinema ticket bookings facilitates people going to various such mediums. They try to pre-book their plan and all. Disadvantages are there. It's a relatively a costly medium per reach wise. If you see the cost of spend that you do vis-a-vis the number of people that you can reach, a problem of indifference. Audience may not be the same target group coming there. So it's an indifference. Audience are not involved. They do not worry. That's the time they try to go out and complete their natural needs or buy foods or enjoy other aspects, etc. Limited coverage means continues to only attract a number of people. Now, if the film is not successful and you place an advertisement, the number drops drastically. May clash with the nature of cinema being advertised. You are promoting a family emotional appeal, while the cinema will be very rowdy, very antisocial kind of theme in the picture. It clashes, so the consumers get cluttered onto that. In cinema, ad may not be able to convey the brand message very powerfully. So that's also one aspect, because you need to really build the situation around there to really communicate the brand message. So these are the disadvantages. We come to the next media called over the top, over the terrestrial, over the top, as you say, the media, which is there are currently about 40 providers of over the top media services, OTT in India. In the fiscal year 2018, the OTT market in India was worth 2,150 crores. And example is like Sony Live, Netflix, etc. They are known as Amazon Prime, Hotstar. There are those OTT media. OTT are available as three channels: OTT television, OTT messaging, and OTT voice calling. OTT television is like Netflix, etc. OTT messaging is like WhatsApp, Snapchat, etc. And OTT voice is like Skype. So you need to know that there are different media vehicles even under OTT as a media. So advantage of OTT services that is available is like generally been proliferated and generally been popular among young, wealthier, and you know, encouraging live audience who wants to try new things, etc. Larger audience reach is possible, specific niche can be targeted. So targeting opportunities, that micro segmenting, as I told you, or geo, geographical targeting is also possible. Powerful analytics and data transparency. So this medium also offers you continuous analytics and the data transparency being there. Decision making is facilitated. Moving the fund to the more appealing media is also viable. Non-skippable is something that you cannot skip. Therefore, advertisements are retained and advertisements are observed, as you say, or noticed, so to say. It is easy to use and give. An easy access. Access is not very difficult. You have to just subscribe. Rest of the thing is done by the provider. You need probably a receiver at your home and then you are done. It is a cost friendly as compared to the national TV. So as on today, other than the television, this is a relatively cheaper medium to go with. The disadvantage, so to say, are in some OTT platforms, subscription cost determines customer selection. So subscription cost is high, people will not go for it. In reality, you are doing a micro targeting, but these OTT programs are not necessarily looked by same audience. Ghar mein hai, sab log dekh rahe. Even adult film is looked upon by relatively young people in the house. So you see that you may feel that you are doing an adult target promotion, but spread is among various. So there is a kind of a disconnect there. Frequently, you need to really advertise because people are not watching same program necessarily. They have a preference for different kind of program. Vis-a-vis, there also the ad timing, if it increases, becomes an annoying aspect. Okay, you feel that your money is used to relay the advertisement for somebody else, and the provider is making money at your time cost. And it has led to major conflict between companies that offer similar services, etc. The new trend of releasing new movie via OTT is really making this medium very, very preferred. So that's what, and you have a different channel of programs. These programs will not come on normal television channel, etc. So you have very different kind of program available there. So that's why this is making the threat to the future movie theaters. So what is the put it as a disadvantage is, the theater in cinema experience, etc., may get spoiled. Thank you.